chapter 21 to 23. Brethren, be on your guard, lest his many benefits turn into judgment upon all of us. This will be so if we do not walk worthy of him, and with one mind perform virtuous deeds pleasing in his sight. For it says in one place, "A spirit of the Lord is a light searching the belly." Let us see how near he is, and that not one of our thoughts or the plans we make escapes him. Therefore, it is right that we should not be deserters of his will. If we must offend, let it be senseless and unintelligent men, and who exalt themselves, boasting in the false pretense of their rationalization, rather than in God. Let us reverence the Lord Jesus, whose blood was given for us. Let us respect our foreleaders. Let us honor the elders. Let us educate the youths in the education of the fear of God. Let us direct our women toward what is good. Let them exhibit an exquisite disposition to what is uncontaminated. Let them show forth an unfaltering will to be considerate. Let them make manifest the control of their tongue by their silence. Let them display their affection, not with partiality, but instead in sacredness, showing equal affection to all who reverently fear God. Let your children be partakers of true Christian education. Let them learn of how powerful humble-mindedness is with God. How powerful is pure love. How beautiful and great is the fear of Him, and how it saves all those who sacredly walk in it with a clean mind. For He is a searcher of thoughts and desires. His breath is in us, and when He wills, He will take it away. Now faith in the Anointed One confirms all these things. For even He Himself, through the Holy One, calls us to Himself in this way. "Come, all you children, listen to me. I will teach you the fear of the Lord. Who is the man who desires life, who loves to see good days? Keep your tongue from evil, and your lips from speaking treachery. Turn away from evil and do good. Seek after peace and pursue it. The eyes of the Lord are on righteous men, and His ears are open to their entreaty. But the countenance of the Lord is against those who do evil, to cut off the remembrance of them from the earth. The righteous man cried out, and the Lord heard him, and delivered him out of all of his troubles. The scourges of the sinful man are many, but mercy shall encompass those who hope in the Lord. The all-pitying and beneficent Father has feelings on those who fear him, both gently and kindly, bestowing his favors upon those who approach him with a simple mind. For this reason, let us not be double-souled, nor let our soul form false ideas about his extraordinary and glorious gifts. Let that writing be far from us, where it says, "Miserable are the double-souled, who doubt in their soul and say, 'We have heard these things, even in the days of our fathers. And behold, we have grown old, and none of these things have befallen us.'" Oh, unintelligent men, compare yourselves to a tree. Take a vine. First, it sheds its leaves. Next, it buds. Next, it puts forth leaves. Next, it flowers. And after that comes the unripe grape. Next follows the full bunch. Perceive how in a short season the fruit of the tree comes to maturity. In truth, his purpose shall be fulfilled swiftly and suddenly, as the writing also testifies. He shall come quickly and not delay, and the Lord shall come suddenly to his inner sanctum, even the Holy One whom you are expecting.